Even the grimmest events have details in them we might fail to notice at the time, and then later looking back say, oh, wow, I can't believe this event had such far-reaching consequences. And so that's what I want to talk about today here on the Council of Trent. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology, but on Fridays, we really talk about whatever I want to talk about. And today I want to talk about how the September 11th terrorist attacks, in particular the attack on the World Trade Center building in New York, really affected films. It affected the production of movies, the release of movies, the marketing and advertising of movies, as well as the fact that there are certain films, I have two in mind, that were created at one point that you could never make it. Well, I guess three films, two that did come out. And there was one they were planning to release that they're never going to make it. They are never going to make this film. I'll reveal that one at the end. So when you think back what happened, this is an unprecedented attack on America. I was 16 years old at the time. I remember all day just sitting in class watching CNN all day. I think they finally turned it off at around fifth period because it was getting a little repetitive. But we didn't do anything that day. We're just watching this. And you're just completely shocked and you're still numb, and then eventually the country comes together, we send some unity, and then there's the war in Iraq and all that unity, you know, fell apart, and you know, back to politics as usual. But anything that would remind us of it, it's suddenly like, okay, you can't talk about this right now. So I want to get into a few of the details of things that were altered in films, and then I'll talk about the films that just couldn't be made anymore. So one, when we go through a lot of films that involve things that looked like explosions or looked like terrorist attacks or anything that could vaguely resemble 9/11, just got instantly cut from the film, even though in all these cases, they were filmed long before September 11th. And then the people realize, oh, wow, we can't have this anymore. On a quick side note, this actually happened to Disney. There was a ride at Disney California Adventure called Superstar Limo. It is one of the worst rides, theme park rides ever created. I did not get the chance to go on it because it closed down before I was able to visit. I went to California Adventure at the beginning with my family, I think. I was, 18, 19, and it was bad. It was not a good park. They had to retrofit it later. I promise I'm getting to a point here. They had a thing called Superstar Limo, where it's like California, Hollywood. You're supposed to be in this fast-paced limousine, zigzagging around, getting away from paparazzi to get to your premiere. So it's like a dark ride with little thrill elements, parodying Hollywood. And it's supposed to be thrilling. You're trying to get away from paparazzi, and they're chasing you, and it's called Superstar Limo. So they had the ride, and it was going to be released, and then Princess Diana died in a car accident. You remember that, right? Princess Diana died in a car accident. And one of the things that led to it was that her driver was trying to evade the paparazzi. And then she got into this horrible car accident and she died. And so Disney has on their hands, oh, wow, we really cannot release a ride where people are driving really fast to get away from the paparazzi. Even though they didn't mean that, it was just a coincidence that happened. So they changed it to a really slow-moving ride about you just getting to the premiere and looking at cheesy cutouts of celebrities. Terrible, terrible ride. But these things happen. They just get thrown at you. And so a lot of things had to be changed. I'm going to go through a few of the lists here. There were some films, they didn't change the films, but they didn't release them they were going to air them on television. So the X-Files movie and Independence Day, especially think about Independence Day, right? You're destroying huge national landmarks. Independence Day was going to air on Fox as a television movie on September 16th. Whoa, you're not going to air that anymore. So that got shelved. Anything really having to do with wars, things like that. They got shelved, either whether it was a movie about war, like The Peacemaker, for example, was going to be aired on ABC, I think on the Thursday after the September 11th terrorist attacks. That ended up getting shelved. They just did 9 months or something about Mary, just like comedies, things like that. Anything that had anything to do with war, that wouldn't get aired. Then let's talk about some of the films and things that got altered. And some of it's pretty benign, but they just didn't want to take any chances. So Monsters Incorporated, Monsters, Inc., there's a scene when Sully and James, you know, when they're running away, or sorry, Sully and Mike, James Sully, when Sully and Mike are running away with Boo, I think, from the restaurant where people find out she's human and they all freak out. And the monster, the child control agency in the monster world, has to contain this restaurant where a child has been, because in Monsters, Inc., children are considered toxic, even though they aren't. And so in the original clip, they blow up the restaurant to to sanitize the area. And then the film was released in 2001, but before it went to print, they edited it because they didn't like the idea of blowing up that building behind them. It looked too much like 9/11. They changed it so it was just contained under like a plastic dome. There is another example of that would be Lilo and Stitch. So in Lilo and Stitch, this was a 2002 film. Originally, it was animated where at the end they're trying to chase down somebody and they hijack a 747 and it's flying through Honolulu. So it's flying through it. So they've hijacked 747 and it's flying through a city. Uh-oh. So they edited that and instead changed it to a spaceship that's going through the Hawaiian mountains. So that was changed. Another interesting one here is E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Now, E.T., of course, was filmed many decades ago. It was re-released in 2002, but one of the lines was changed. Instead, the dialogue, the mother says, "You're not going as a terrorist for Halloween," or something like that. It's, "You're not going as a hippie to the costume party." There were a lot of other films. Another common thing that was edited was just shots of the World Trade Center. I mean, when you make a skyline shot of New York City to show in your establishing shot, this takes place in New York City. Usually you'll have, you know, Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, World Trade Center. I mean, it's a huge, they were huge buildings, right? It took up a lot of the skyline. So a lot of movies just had it just in the background for shots like Stuart Little 2, Serendipity, Kissing Jessica Stein, Mr. Deeds. There were others where the World Trade, oh, Zoolander, 2001 release. There were other films where the World Trade Center was actually a plot element. So Men in Black 2, which released in 2002, the climax was supposed to take place at the World Trade Center, but they changed it to be at the Statue of Liberty instead. I think also, Armageddon was filmed in 1998, but there's a scene where Armageddon's about the asteroid hitting and Bruce Willis and oil drillers go up to stop the asteroid. Listen to the DVD commentary by the director and the actors. Sorry, by the actors. Ben Affleck is talking on the commentary track for Armageddon. And he says he talked to the director of Armageddon, the guy who blows up stuff, Michael Bay. And he was saying, "Wait a minute, Michael, you're saying we need, in the movie, they train oil drillers to become astronauts so they can blow up the asteroid." And Ben Affleck said, "Wouldn't it be just easier to train astronauts how to do oil drilling because it's less complicated than being an astronaut?" And Michael Bay just told him to shut up. And he's like, okay. So those are some other things that were changed. Let's see, I had a few other notes here. Oh, Die Another Day. I remember watching that when I was a kid. I was 17. I thought it was awesome. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, it's not. Because it's really not that great of a James Bond movie. GoldenEye is an amazing Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie. Die Another Day is not. It was going to end with the North Koreans attacking Manhattan with a satellite weapon. Can't do that. So it was changed to the demilitarized zone instead for that to happen. Let's talk though also about movies that cannot get made now. Nobody would make these. In fact, it's the plot themselves just wouldn't really work in a post 9/11 world. I will give you two examples. So the first, and both of these are really good films, by the way, definitely watch them. First one is Executive Decision. So this is an action film, 1996. It's starring Kurt Russell, Steven Seagal, Halle Berry, John Leguizamo, Beatty Wong, Oliver Platt. Like, so many good people are in this film. Basically, terrorists take over an airliner, hijack an airliner. They're flying it to D.C. And, of course, before 9/11, the standard protocol for hijackers is just follow the plane. They'll take it into a foreign country or they'll land or they'll demand something, and that's that. No one really thought about hijackers just using the planes as weapons. But the trick is they're saying, no, we think this terrorist on board has nerve agents, chemical weapons on the plane, and he's going to turn the plane into a large chemical bomb that could destroy like the whole eastern seaboard. And so the president feels like, okay, well, you know, if we blow up the plane and we can't prove that stuff was on there, like, it's going to be political suicide, you know, to do that. So instead, they send up a team of special operatives to go up there to board the plane with secret technology and then try to retake the plane. And it's, well, like I said, it's a good film. But nowadays, it wouldn't matter if anything. If it's been hijacked and you can't get in touch with it, you would send up fighter jets to intercept it and you would you'd bring the plane down. So you lose the ability to have the tension there. The movie, the central plot element couldn't work today. The next one is The Siege. Okay. This is a 1998 thriller film. It is about a group of terrorist cells operating in New York City becoming increasingly violent. They bomb a bus, then they bomb Broadway, and then finally they bomb One Federal Plaza, which is where FBI headquarters is in New York City. And the movie has Denzel Washington and Bruce Willis in it, and Annette Bening, and Tony Shalhoub, who I love in Monk, by the way. Although Tony Shalhoub plays an Arab colleague of Denzel Washington, I think they both work for the FBI, and Bruce Willis is a general in the military. And what happens is after the FBI, after Federal Plaza is bombed, people have had enough of the terrorists, and they implement martial law. And like all of New York's Brooklyn is locked down. The military raids the whole city. Young Arabs are put into camps. People are tortured and killed without trial. And there's actually a scene at the end. I got to play it for you because I love this scene at the end. Okay, I'm going to fast forward here. Or you fast forward if it's a spoiler, but it was 1998. Come on. You had enough time. If you want to watch the movie, just skip ahead like 2 minutes and that's that. But it's my favorite scene. It's because at the end, they finally stop the final terrorist from his attack on the peace parade that's being marched to try to end all of this. And Denzel Washington confronts Bruce Willis because Willis has murdered somebody in their, you know, time of where he's trying to like get information. He's broken the law, but he's implemented martial law. And so Denzel Washington goes down with the FBI agents and he confronts Bruce Willis and says, "You're under arrest." He's like, "No, I'm not under arrest." Should I play a clip for you? Or I could just, I'll do my best, my Trent Horn impersonation of it. "I am the law right here, right now." It's more of a Judge Dredd thing. And so they have this great Mexican standoff where the FBI agents come in and then the military puts up their guns and Denzel Washington just talks Bruce Willis down. Like, go ahead. You're going to do that? Huh? You're going to make murderers out of these boys? Are you? Okay. I gave my summary of it, but I'm just going to play it for you now and you can see how badly I butchered it.
"William Devereaux, you are under arrest for the torture and murder of Tariq Husseini, an American citizen."
"Is this some kind of a joke? You see me laughing, General?"
"Captain!"
"Order your men to lower their weapons, Hubbard."
"Can't do that, General."
"Do it now.
The law states..."
"I am the law. Right here, right now, I am the law.
You have the right
order
to remain
to lower
silent,
their weapons,
General.
Agent Hubbard.
You have the right to a fair trial. You have the right not to be tortured, not to be murdered. Rights that you took away from Tariq Husseini. You have those rights because of the men that came before you who wore that uniform. Because of the men and women that are standing here right now waiting for you to give them the order to fire. Give them the order, General."
"Do you think that I would hesitate to kill you or every other federal agent in this room if I thought it was in the best interest of my country?"
No, you wouldn't hesitate. I know that, but they might. Give the order. Make murderers out of these young kids. Give the order."
It's a great film, but anything really dealing with terrorists, that got shelved and put in the freezer for a long time. For example, James Cameron wanted to make a sequel to True Lies. He wanted to make a sequel to True Lies, and... Then when they asked him after September 11th, "Are you going to do that?" He said, "No." He said, "Terrorism is no longer something to be taken lightly." Right? Because True Lies, the terrorists are a bunch of goofballs and they're going to blow up, they're going to detonate a nuclear bomb in, I think it was Miami. And the final end, Arnold fights the terrorist bad guy on the Harrier jet and he gets back in the cockpit and the terrorist slides down the jet. His backpack, he gets stuck on a missile. And Schwarzenegger looks at the terrorist stuck on the missile. He goes, "You're fired." Perfect Arnie line. And shoots the missile at another group of terrorists in a helicopter. So it's all fun and games. But now it's like, no, terrorists are a really big threat. We can't really... If terrorists are going to be the bad... You can't have terrorists the bad guy. You definitely can't have them as bad guys in like a screwball kind of action film. So he said, no, it just wouldn't be... Yeah, it wouldn't be appropriate. So there was a film that was planning to get made. It was going to start filming in September of 2001. It was called Nosebleed. And it was going to be a Jackie Chan action comedy about a window washer at the World Trade Center who foils a plot by terrorists. And I think in one of the drafts of the scripts, it was to destroy the World Trade Center. Like, no way. But that was, I mean, that's not like a miracle for that coincidence to happen. Before 2001, the World Trade Center was the target of a terrorist attack. I want to say it was like, what, 1993? They blew up a bomb, like a car bomb, in the parking garage. I think they wanted to try to bring the building down. And so it had been attacked before. So the idea of terrorists attacking the World Trade Center to make it in a film, like, you know, that isn't that far out for someone to come up with that idea for a film. And Jackie Chan was going to be, I guess, a window washer working there, and then he saves the day, so to speak. So will they ever make Nosebleed? No. No, they're never going to make that movie. You can't make movies about tragedies. I don't know. What's the rule on that? Is it like 50 years maybe? Because we have Pearl Harbor, right? Then we got a film about Pearl Harbor. And it cannot be like an action comedy either, right? It's got to be a serious drama piece. Because they did Titanic in 97, so that's what? It was 96 in the 90s. That was 80 years for Titanic. Okay, you can talk about the Titanic now. Pearl Harbor, is that about 50 years? I love how Pearl Harbor wanted to be Titanic, and it was so, so bad. It tried so hard to be the Titanic of its time, like this epic romance, action, history piece. And it just completely bombed. In that way, it, you know, couldn't do it. So when it comes to September 11th, there were some movies that involved September 11th. I think the worst one, I forget the name of the movie, but Robert Pattinson is in it. And I don't know. It's a sad movie. I don't remember the plot. I just remember at the end, the big twist at the end is he finally comes to grip with his life or his dad or something lame. And he's standing looking out the office window where he's working, and it's the World Trade Center. And it's September 11th. And then the movie ends. Wah, wah. So, oh my goodness. So that is, there you go. Nosebleed with Jackie Chan. They're not going to make that. So I hope you found that to just at least be an interesting bit of trivia for you. You may not have known about. And yeah, and definitely some of these films. If you want an idea for a film to watch, especially a good action film from the 90s, that they just don't make them like they used to, I recommend Executive Decision. I thought it was really good. So definitely check that out. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.